Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to our sanctuary, a sanctuary for skeptics and doubters, a place where people can raise questions or objections about Christianity and still be treated with respect. Now, several weeks ago, I posted a podcast titled, What Does the Bible Say About Intelligent Life on Other Worlds? If you missed that podcast, you can go to cgmradio.com/Bob, and you can still listen to it because that's the background of today's podcast. Today, I'm going to share a listener's response and respond to the response. In a nutshell, I made the point that the Bible only speaks about life on planet Earth, although it does speak about intelligent life such as angels and demons in some other kind of dimension. But as far as mortal life as we understand it on other planets, as far as that kind of life is concerned, the Bible does not speak to this subject one way or the other. I challenged both Christians and atheists to be more open on the subject one way or the other. Tim, one of our listeners who calls from time to time or posts written comments, had a lot to ask and a lot to say. I will read his entire response, but since he makes different points along the way, I will also stop and respond to one point at a time. So, Tim begins. Thank you for the podcast. I love the subject matter, and I appreciate your acknowledging up front that we just don't know if there is life and intelligent life in particular beyond Earth. I had some questions and comments. You mentioned that if there were any other intelligent life, the Bible says it wouldn't be superior to humans. I'm not sure what you mean by superior. Intelligence, technology, knowledge, physical capabilities, or something more spiritual or regarding the favor of God? Well, Tim, more in the realm of those last two ideas, something more spiritual or regarding the favor of God. We understand some of what it means to be made in God's image. Like God, we think. Like God, we create. Like God, we are free moral agents. But there's also a lot of mystery associated with God's declaration that we are made in His image. So I don't merely mean intelligence or capability, inasmuch as we already know that angels are quite intelligent, but only human beings are said to be made in the image of God. However, the Bible does say that we will rule over angels someday, so keeping our future resurrected state in mind, we will encounter nothing higher up along the ladder. Tim continues. Also, you mentioned evolution is random, quote-unquote. To be clear, evolutionary theory absolutely does not assert that it is random. There is a random element with regard to genetic mutation, but the mechanism of natural selection is anything but random. It's critical to remember that just because an event is not intentional or directed does not mean it is random. Okay, let me respond to this. Tim, my friend, we have discussed this often over the air. I know you resist words such as random or accident. I know you believe that evolution is a process and mechanism that is not random. If you were stating that as a theistic evolutionist, that would be no problem. And I've mentioned before that even as a Christian, there are certain things from evolution that I do accept. I do accept natural selection. I do not believe human beings came from apes, but I won't get into that again. And there are people that accept all of the theory of evolution, but they do it as theistic evolutionists. They believe in a God who started the evolutionary process. However, the moment we take God out of the equation, we have to ask where this mechanism comes from. What exactly set the mechanism in motion? And so, while the mechanism itself may not be viewed as random, the series of events that put such a mechanism in its place is still a mystery. If the mechanism didn't come from God, where did it come from? People would have to explain how this non-random mechanism came about in any way other than a random way. And if it's not random, it couldn't have come about in a random way. People are simply ignoring the hypothesis of intelligent design from God and attributing design to another complicated phenomenon, evolution. But again, not all scientists and evolutionists do that. There are theistic evolutionists. They would agree with you that evolution isn't random, programmed by some kind of intelligence. Tim continues. You also mention intelligent life being a 1 in million chance I appreciate this was not meant to express actual odds. But in building on your podcast regarding the vastness of space, it is good to remember that there are an estimated 100 billion planets in our galaxy alone that are likely capable of sustaining life as we know it. And there are over 200 billion galaxies in the known universe. That's 2 times 10 to the 22nd power of the likely number of potentially habitable planets in the portion of the universe we can see. That is substantially more than all the grains of sand on Earth. It is difficult to comprehend the scale of this magnitude or just how spread out and vast the universe is. I do see your point, Tim. Just to clarify, with God in the picture, I said on that previous podcast that intelligent life on other worlds is very possible because God is the creator, can simply create as many times as he pleases and anywhere he wants. It is life apart from God, the phenomena of life coming into existence by itself, where I was questioning the odds. And the idea of this life coming into existence randomly, yes, I will use the word again because that is what we are talking about if an intelligent designer isn't involved, randomly, I think that would be very unlikely. What I'm saying, Tim, is this. While there may be an infinite amount of planets with the potential for life and life sustaining as we know it, we still have to explain how that life would have come about. It's that life coming about to breathe the air, to live in that atmosphere, to be in that conducive situation for life, the life coming about itself. That's where I'm questioning the odds. You are correct that I was using hyperbole and not mathematically calculating odds when I made that podcast. I was simply making an observation. If life came about by accidental sequences, the likelihood that those exact same sequences happened in other places seems very, very small, very unlikely. Tim continues, I am very skeptical of the evidences purporting to point to alien intelligence visiting Earth. I agree, it's still speculation, though some of the video and witness evidence released from the military, including off the coast of San Diego, is really thought-provoking. I think it entirely possible, perhaps likely, we'll find evidence of at least primitive life elsewhere in our solar system within my children's lifetime. It's a fascinating topic. Thanks for bringing it up. You're welcome, my friend. You're welcome. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time, everybody.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.